Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, February 24th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're at page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable, ending "a very great one was felt at once." Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Alex K., 12 Traditions, Deb E. Reader of the text, Elaine B., Lois P., and Jordan L. The reference number for Thursday, February 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,992. That's 19992. And for this morning, Friday, February 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 19,994. That's 19994. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Reggie O., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you so much to everyone. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Alex K. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. Morning, everyone. Alex K., recovered compulsive eater in California. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you so much, Alex K. And I'll now ask Deb E. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, everybody. This is Deb E., and I am a compulsive overeater recovering in the state of Montana. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you so much, Deb E. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable, ending, "A very great one was felt at once." Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only today. I'll now ask Elaine B. to begin reading.
Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service. Thank you, God, for this Big Book. We found it very desirable to take this spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, best friend, or spiritual advisor. But it's better to meet God alone than with one who might not understand. The wording was, of course, quite optional, so long as we expressed the idea, voicing it without reservation. This was only a beginning, though if honestly and humbly made, an effect. Sometimes a very great one was felt at once. And it is referring to the third step prayer, which we just read, when we felt as though we could utterly abandon ourselves to a power greater than ourselves. And I really needed to make sure that, you know, my understanding of God was going to be enough when I got to this part of the journey. And so, you know, my all-powerful, all-loving, knows everything about everybody, past, present, and future, always with me, always available, wants to help. I needed to be able to let God help me. I needed to utterly abandon myself to God. And I've been honored and blessed to take a third step with many people. My first third step prayer was after a face-to-face meeting. And I was already convinced that the food was not my solution, that I had a problem, that it stood in the way between my higher power and I. I was restless, irritable, and discontent. And I knew I needed more than the OA tools and a food plan. And I heard a woman sharing at a face-to-face meeting, and she was so open, so honest, and so vulnerable, and so self-revealing, as the Big Book calls it. I knew I could tell her anything. I knew I could tell her everything. So I asked her to be my sponsor. And when it was time for me to take the third step prayer, we went to this beautiful lake and we kneeled down on the grass under a tree, and she kneeled down with me and we held hands and we said the third step prayer together. It was such an incredibly beautiful experience. I did feel an effect at once. A new hope was birthed. You know, what seemed at first like a flimsy reed became the powerful, loving hand of God. in a whole new area of my life, even though I had experienced God in other areas. And I was so blessed by that. After a relapse, I came to Vision for You, and taking Third Steps is very different now. It's often on the phone, but I always encourage, have, you know, a candle if you want, or, you know, whatever makes you feel comfortable and close to God, and we'll take that Third Step prayer together. It's such an honor to stand side by side. I take the step every morning and night as a reminder that God is with me and for me. And if it's better to meet God alone than with some who might not understand. And, you know, that is totally, totally understandable. And, you know, the wording doesn't really matter, but if we can take it without reservation. And that goes back to the utterly abandoned God. I shared my experience in 2014 on a special edition called Utterly Abandoned, and that's number 71109. And again, a great feeling and effect can be had at once. Not always, but it can be. I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine B., for getting us started. I will now take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Pamela P. from Pennsylvania.
All right. I heard Irene B., and I heard a P. from Pennsylvania. What was the first name again? I'm sorry.
Pamela.
Pamela P.
from Pennsylvania.
Perfect. Thank you, Pamela. Irene B., Pamela P., and who else did I miss?
Elaine G.
Darian K.
Elaine G.
Elaine G., Darian K., and who else would like to share? Irene B., Pamela P., Elaine G., Darian K. Let's go ahead and start with that lineup. Irene B., please get us started.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for making this meeting possible. I'm Irene B., grateful, recovered bulimic from Louisiana. This is my most favorite prayer. I love the, you know, release me from the bondage of self. That is such a horrific bondage that I have to myself. The selfish, self-seeking, self-centered, is all about me and my pain. And I need higher power to release me of this bondage. It's like I am a slave to myself. I'm a slave to wanting what I want when I want it. I'm a slave to wanting what I want and not thinking about the consequences or the future. And this prayer for me, it's a long story. I had an AA sponsor. I have zero problem with alcohol, but it's just God's beautiful tapestry that the person who helped me with the steps at the beginning of my recovery was an AA person, just a miracle. And she had me memorize that prayer. And I am so grateful that she made me memorize it, because this prayer gives me hope and freedom. I love it where it says, take away my difficulties. Yeah, because it's all about me. No. So I may help others of God's love, power, and mercy. Oh my gosh, it's teaching me how to come out of self. And the paradox is that when I come out of self, I open myself to true joy, to true life, because I'm open to experience life on life's terms instead of demanding that things be my way. And what I've done, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, what I've done, when I finish saying that prayer, I've been saying, so help me God, because I can't do this on my own. I need God to help me make this decision. And what I'm going to say, I'm going to change. So help me God to help me, God, help me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Irene B. Pamela P. from Pennsylvania, please share with us, followed by Elaine G.
Hi, this is Pamela P. from Pennsylvania. God bless everyone. God bless everyone who do service. Sometimes I got to be selfish to keep my recovery because I feel sometimes I did let things go and it bottled inside me. And I got to, you know, to really focus on the program, pay some time with it. Right now, I out of the gym because I had a lot of pain on my left leg. I had an old left lumbar problem from 2009. And I was helping my boyfriend's mother with personal care because she's 93. But I can't do it no more because I think because of all the help, pulling her body, helping her on the toilet, stuff like that, it really messing up my left lumbar. So, and I go to the gym by not doing exercise that will hurt it, my doctor said. And I can't see my doctor now because I try and get on health care with my boyfriend. So all of this happening, and I eating a lot lately. I eating food I'm not used to eating, but it bring me a false sense of comfort because I'm in severe pain. So it hard to be in a restrictive food plan right now. I just can't do it. So I'm just praying to God that I don't overly binge, eat what I need to eat, trying to get well. And then once I get well, I pray and get back to the gym, start over again, a more restrictive food plan. That's the only way I can get to my dream weight. But right now, if I ever will, because that another thing, maybe this is it for me. Maybe I'm going to be this weight. And I'm not overweight, but to me, I'm overweight. You know, anyway, the eating disorder hadn't been easy, and now with the physical part, it has been a lot of challenging, and the food is calling me, I answer. So I'm just praying for today a little more recovery, and I am going to speak to my sponsor, 11:30, and right now I'm going to do treatment for my leg with hot water my boyfriend helping me with. And I'm just praying that I could get on the medical plan. I really want to check this out, what's going on with me. So that all I'm going to say. It's not easy having eating disorder. I have PTSD with other issues that happened earlier in my life. And it just hadn't been easy mentally, now physically. But thank God for God. And, you know, being a little selfish and doing what you need to do to survive this disease, to me, not a bad thing. And for that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pamela P. from Pennsylvania. And if you're just joining us, we're on page 63, and we're talking about the third paragraph today that starts with, "We found it very desirable," ending with, "A very great one was felt at once." So we're commenting on that one paragraph today. So Elaine G., please share with us, followed by Darian K., and then I'll be opening up the line to take more names. Go ahead, Elaine.
This is Elaine G. I mean, I thought this was on the third prayer we were doing here.
No, it's on page 63, the third paragraph, right after the third step prayer.
Oh, well, anyway, can I share on the third step prayer?
You know, it does comment on, it is reflecting on that. So go ahead, Elaine.
Okay. Anyway, I find the third step prayer very humbling, you know? And this is the one prayer I memorized, you know, where it says here, "God, I offer myself to thee," and where no holds bar, and I'm not fearful, I'm just giving all of me to God, you know. And in the past, if I had to do this, I'd be fearful. Oh, my God, I'm asking, you know, like God to take all of me, you know. And like it says, "God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thy wilt," you know? And that means I'm not worried about what's going to be, you know? And then I, relieve myself, what did you say here now? Then it says relieve myself of bondage of self, which means like not doing my will, you know, and to take away my difficulties, which I have many, and Victor over there will, you know, bear witness to the help of the power that I love in the way of life. You know, and that means also that I'm going to, beside the, you know, my difficulties, I'm going to give to others, you know. And all I know is that I didn't get to read this prayer this morning, so, like, I'm glad that we're on the third step here. And this morning, I didn't call my food sponsor because I had compulsively ate, and that's not a good thing. You know, when I compulsively eat, I stay in bed. But I tell you, I was lucky. This woman from the vision called me, and thank God she called me, because this way I'm on the meeting today. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine G. from New York. Darian K., please share with us.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. This is Darian K. from the Berkshires in Massachusetts. Grateful to be on the line with all of you this morning. Recovered and in a good place of neutrality. Thank you, God. Oh, so grateful. And, you know, it's interesting for me. I'm not sure why. I have to look at this, I think, a little closer. But I balk a little bit at sort of rote prayers, and I'm not sure why. It's not like I grew up in a religion that had them or that I practiced my religion that way. But I think what it comes down to is I want to make this program very personal to me. I want to be able to feel it in my heart. Not that any way is wrong or you know, better or worse, but, you know, I need to make this personal. And so when I pray in the morning, I do have some things that I say, but I try to make it very special and personal. And sometimes during the day, even it's just a breath, you know, and God gives me my breath, right? So every however milliseconds I take a breath, and that is, you know, keeping me alive today. So I feel like that God is in my breath. And sometimes it's as simple as that, you know, or saying the serenity prayer, you know, very slowly. And just keeping it very, like I said, close to my heart, that I know God is in charge, you know, because it does say, you know, in our paragraph, the words are optional. And, you know, we can make this program as personal as we want to, you know, and feel it, like I said, in our heart. Because if it's in my head, I had lots of things in my head that I wanted to do, that I thought I should do, that I couldn't do, that I would get to doing. And, you know, it never went anywhere, right? So it has to be heartfelt for me. And so I'm just so grateful that I have that today and that I have, you know, that personal relationship with God, and that it works for me a day at a time. And, you know, I also think God speaks through people. And so, you know, I often get messages from talking to others. And that's a gift as well. So, you know, whatever works for you, just knowing that you're not in charge, that we have to, you know, give that difficult job. You know, we can't take it on. It's way too hard. We do not have the requirements or the past courses requisites to do the job. You know, God has everything and can do everything, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much in my past.
Thank you, Darian K. And I'm now going to open up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P.
Melanie.
And what's your initial? H? Okay, and who else?
Joan R. from Oregon.
Joan R. I have Debbie P., Melanie H., Joan R. Was there someone else?
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, Debbie P., please get us started.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry about that. I was unmuting. My name is Debbie P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Indiana. And this sentence, I love the third step prayer. I say that every morning. And then when I get to this next paragraph, then I'm realizing this morning after hearing the shares that this paragraph for me is about trust. Because for a while now, every time I read this paragraph, I just wanted to bristle. I love my husband and he's a very trusting person, but I would not share my any of this with my husband, at least not yet. Maybe that's a good goal. But I look for trust. And so I trust my sponsor, and that's where I usually go with any of these issues. Now it says, but it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. And so for me, I will meet my my sponsor so that I'm clear. And then I meet with my higher power, and my higher power makes me even that much more clear. And that makes me trust my higher power because I know kind of where I'm coming from. I recently have realized that this third step, I'm so tunnel vision that I think the third step has to come like right in order with exactly saying, I make a decision to work step four. But I'm finding that, step three is just about making a decision. And that's whatever decision I need to make, whether it's, am I going to go to the store or should I read something? Should I call somebody? It's all about making a decision, no matter what decision it is. And, having worked through the rest of the steps, it's asking my higher power, where to go next. So anyway, I wanted to just say also on this at the bottom where it says, this was only a beginning, though if honestly and humbly made, an effect, sometimes a very great one, was felt at once. Mine were not great bursts of brilliance. Mine are slow of the educational variety of feeling the God presence. But I do feel it. I feel it from people's shares. I feel it from other people, which is different than before I was recovered. So anyway, thank you for letting me share, and thank you for your service, Dawn. I'll pass.
Thank you, Debbie P. from Indiana. Melanie H., please share with us, followed by Joan R.
Great. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Great. To me, it's about something bigger than myself. Before program, I really thought that I was so generous, and I didn't really see myself as having many character defects, and it was just like amazing. It's like when I'm realizing how much I was compulsively overeating and what was going on, and I needed something to help me stop my food behaviors. It was like I put on glasses, and all of a sudden I was able to see everything. And when I read that third step prayer, it just reminds me of just how much I was blinded to my own character defects. And when with this program of being able to say like to see those and acknowledge those and get and move past them so that I can help others, and just like I think the generosity one was just so eye-opening to me because I always just thought that I was just like so helpful and not judgmental and all these things, and then I just realized that so many of those that was just not true. And and so being able to be of service to others and not think that it's that my way is the way that everybody's life should be or that I can control other people. But it's really just what it goes from what I from how I can control people to how I can help people. And that's just such a different shift. So I really am thankful for the glasses that this program and a higher power has given me so that I can help others and get out of my own head. This is Melanie. I'm in California. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Melanie from California, Melanie H. Joan R., please share with us, followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The little phrase here, voicing it without reservation, that really resonated with me this morning. And this paragraph is just such a wonderful teaching paragraph. They all are, but it's just super. And so I couldn't do that. You know, I would say the words, but I really was incapable of doing that in my recovery. You know, we talk about the slow kind of learning, and that's been that way for me. And learning to accept myself as the God of my understanding accepts me and loves me. That's been an ongoing process all throughout these past 45 years of my life, and it's an amazing gift to actually get the experience that comes after a little bit of giving, you know, myself to God unreservedly. And for me, learning that my biggest character defect is trying to play God, and not only trying, but doing and being stuck there. And the food, you know, is but a symptom, but we learn that as we go along, you know, and as we learn to, I don't know her name, but she talked about trust. Learn to trust. And that is a huge learning experience for me in all of my life. And I'm very grateful for all the steps and for learning to be helpful, truly helpful to others, and to begin to do a practice which my higher power has given me, to listen and love. What a concept. Not listen and fix. So thank you for letting me share. I will pass and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Joan R. from Oregon. Deborah G., please share with us, and then I'm going to be opening up the line. Just a quick reminder, we are on page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable. Ending a very great one was felt at once, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only this morning. Go ahead, Deborah. Please share.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service. I'm Deborah. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overeater. And oh, thank you all for making this meeting possible and all your shares, 12-step in me. And welcome to the newcomer. I'm so glad that you're here. There's hope. And I can remember my sponsor, I just felt so safe. I've had a lot of sponsors in different programs, and that was, you know, the thing was feeling comfortable and safe. And we both knelt down together and going to my heart, that was shared, going to my heart, because I would do prayers so robotically, just words. And taking it to my heart, I could feel it down inside. And then, you know, really embracing that. And gave me that space to where I could go through the rest of the steps in that place, you know, being connected, really being connected, and deepening that connection by doing that step, so that I'd be open, aware, and alert in doing the rest of the steps and being okay for listening to whatever guidance I got in doing the rest of the steps from that beautiful, divine, loving presence. You know, because it's like I'll tell you, that selfish self-centeredness can creep in there at any time, especially when doing step work. that resistance. And so when I continue to do that, you know, things just seem to flow better. I'm at that new God consciousness is starting to come in. And like was shared, getting me to a place where I'm not in the food. I can't think right when I'm in the food. I can't help anybody when I'm in the food. And getting me in that place of neutrality and making me a channel of that beautiful helping presence. You know, use me, use me. You know, how can I serve? What can I do? You know, that's that relief of that bondage of self, being open to doing whatever that spirit inside wants me to do. You know, what a beautiful place to get to. And I just need to remember that in that third step prayer. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah G., for sharing with us today from Arizona. I'm now going to be taking the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Mick B. in Southern California.
Mick
Rella
B.
Rella R. B.
is Rella R. And I have Mick B., Rella R. Who else?
Bonnie W.
Bonnie W. And I'll take
Cheryl Ann M.
Cheryl Ann M. Okay, let's stop there. And go ahead, Mick B., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Mick B. as in Peter, and I'm calling from Orange County, California. I appreciate you all being here. It's been a really good, though brief, journey so far. I'm 8 days sober, and I didn't know that that was possible, but here we are. And thanks very much for all of the people on this call who heard me identify as a newcomer and have been lighting up my phone. I appreciate it. I always welcome the calls. I'm keeping your names and numbers grateful. And I'm still in gratitude and absorbing like a sponge. So I'm going to stop here and say just thank you very much. I am filled with gratitude and I pass.
Thank you so much, Mick P. from California, and congratulations on those 8 days. Rella R., please share with us, followed by Bonnie W.
Hi, did you say Rella?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Okay, I wasn't on for the beginning reading, and I'm not sure where the reading was today, but I'll just share briefly.
Okay.
You want to tell me.
Sure, sure. It's page 63, the third paragraph. It starts with, "We found it very desirable." It's right after the third step prayer, and it's commenting on the third step prayer, so you're welcome to comment on, you know, that paragraph or third step prayer.
Okay. So, yeah, taking the step with an understanding person, but being better to meet God alone than one who might misunderstand, that's an interesting, criteria. So, yeah, I've been in the room since 2010, I believe, but I've been on and off in terms of abstinence, and I've recommitted. Thank God I'm sober for 3 weeks now. I do have friends that are cheering me on, and it was hard to get a sponsor. There's just a lot of resistance, inner resistance, but I'm very grateful. I have a sponsor who's kind but firm, and I find the boundaries that she's setting for me helpful. I think I need those. I probably could need to do more, like my outreach calls and increase. I really find that sentence that if I don't grow my spiritual, arena, then I'm going to backslide. So I can't just go on Like, I like to check things off my list. Okay, done, done, and then get on with my day. But I think I need to make this more of my day, just because I need to bring God into my life more. So I'm affirming here that I will make more outreach calls. You know, I count the one to my sponsor as one. And thank God I've been doing 10 steps as well. So those are really, really helpful. I'm so grateful to people who take my 10 steps. Yeah, I think the term is enlarge my spiritual understanding of God. So yeah, my daily gratitude list, daily list of things I'm powerless over, and I visualize myself giving those back to God. And in another program that I'm in, I make a list of at least 6 items of which I approve of myself. There's a lot of self-denigration on my part, and I'm learning to accept myself and even love myself. And the gratitude lists are growing my relationship with my higher power. There's a lot of pain and a lot of feelings of rejection came from a lot of dysfunction in my background, and suffered a lot of losses in my life, including that of my marriage and one of my children. And so there's a lot of resentment and anger towards my higher power, but that's not going to work for me, not going to give me a good life. And these days I do make time for grief. I do recognize and acknowledge my need to grieve. But I don't want to go into victimhood, because that way I cannot work this program. And so I'm going to wrap. I'm grateful for the steps, grateful for the fellowship, grateful to this meeting. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Rella R. Bonnie W., please share with us, followed by Cheryl Ann M. Press star 1, Bonnie. Okay. Perhaps Bonnie had to step away. Cheryl Ann, would
here
you
I
please?
Am.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
My apologies. So I think about this plan, this prayer, which I've just come to cling to, and over the years, it has been one of many things that I would like check off the box. So I said my prayer, I'm doing my phone calls, and I'm doing my writing, and I'm doing my meetings, and I'm measuring my food, and it's like I was never really letting go. I was still like checking off the boxes and managing what I was doing, and I kept hitting a wall. You know, I wouldn't make enough phone calls, or I wouldn't whatever, and suddenly I was back in the food again, and just like that actor on the play, you know, I'd make a resolve to like try harder. Okay, I need to do more calls, and thank God at some point. Thank you, God, that at some point that prayer actually went, as somebody else said, pretty much from my head to my heart. And the calls, I mean, everything, it's so very important. It's true. And now I just thank you that when I say that prayer each morning, it's earnest and it's honest. And, you know, relieve me from the bondage of self. And myself, my need to think I need to manage how I do my program and how this works, as well as my life. You know, I spent so much of my life in the professional world where I did those things. And now it's like, let everything go and relieve me of the bondage of self and just keep asking God, what's the next step? You guide me. You are the one that is in charge, and I am your instrument, and I will go where you want. And I find myself still making phone calls out of gratitude. And lead me where you would have me doesn't mean that it's always going to be pretty, but it does mean I can be joyous, because God is leading me where I need to be to learn and to be of full service to him. It is such a beautiful prayer. And when I think about how many years I just rattled it off without really embracing the concepts of it. I guess what I can say is, regardless of how long that was, I'm so very, very grateful that I have this prayer today. and that God responds. He always responds. When I say, what next, God? It could be empty the dishwasher, but it also could be just sit with me for a while. Sit and listen. And I just thank you so much for that prayer and for this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bonnie W. from Nevada. Cheryl Ann M., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from if you'd like.
Hi, good morning, group. My name is Cheryl Ann. I'm from Rhode Island, recovered compulsive eater by God's grace and mercy. In order for me to take this desirable step, I needed the willingness, but I needed the action, because without the action, willingness without action is nothing more than a fantasy. So I had to look at the word before this paragraph, abandon ourselves utterly to him. And abandon is mentioned about six times in this big book. It's a stronger term than surrender, which surrender is not mentioned here. And when I abandon something, I give up all future claims to it. A surrender doesn't keep me from fighting again, down the road. So what I'm doing is I'm constantly making a contract with God here. And all roads for me always lead back to step three, even though the prayer actually ends at the end of step seven when we say amen. So the effect sometimes for some of us has been a very great one. Sometimes it's not felt at once, but the action is always an action I must take, an action, an action, an action, because otherwise I'm always living in what I am so used to, a fantasy world, as I did with food, right? It took me away from the reality of life and I would live in a fantasy. So a lot of great things happen to us when we trade up masters. And that's what this is all about. And even though we're only at step three right now, we are at the beginning of a whole new wonderful life. And that's about all I wanted to share this morning. So God bless everyone, and thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl Ann M. from Rhode Island. We have time for about a minute minute and a half share. Is there someone who would like to take that who has not shared in the last 3 days?
Hi, Heidi. I'll take it.
Go ahead,
Andy.
Heidi. Heidi, go ahead. Well, Anne, please share with us tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
Hi. I hope I'm clear. I'm out dog walking. And this prayer, can I take it into my activities, all of my activities throughout the day? And being that I dog walk all day, or most of the day, you know, it gives me a real chance to mindfully focus on God consciousness rather than my plans, my designs, my insistence must unfold. So it's a continual surrender, and I appreciate hearing everyone's thoughts and strength because that helps me in line with the herd, the lone that I desire to be. Thanks.
Beautiful timing. Thank you so much, Heidi. We're now going to close, and thank you to everyone who shared. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Lois P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great things will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit.
Hold on. You want a cookie? You want a special cookie from Atticus?
And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny.
You want Papa instead of your cookie?
May God bless you and keep you until then.